Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Dav Zayin, Gittin 7a, pagination is 13. We'll start on the facing page, though. Six lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista taught. Le'olam al yatul odam ema yaseira besoch beso. A person should not place undue fear, extreme fear in his house. Apparently, a degree of fear, a degree of respect, of awe, may be appropriate, but not extreme, not to the point that people are truly fearful. We encountered this concept earlier, where we said that Yemin Mekarev, the stronger hand, should bring the person close, Usmol Merachek, and the weaker hand should redirect, push away, clarify that not everything is just right. But again, the stronger hand is endearing. And that's this concept that it shouldn't be so fearful that the person runs away. The catalyst for this statement was the case of Pilegesh Begiva, where the woman did something wrong in the book of Shoftim, but the husband got so extremely angry with her that she took it in a way that she fled. And once she was on the street, she ended up assaulted and ended up dead as a result. Share Pilegesh Begiva Hitala Lea Baila Ema Yesera. The husband placed undue trepidation upon her. She was truly fearful, so she ran. Vipila Kama Revavos Miyisrael, and the result was a civil war that killed many thousands of people. Omarav Yehuda Omarav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Kolamatel Emo Yesera Besoch Beso, if a person imposes undue trepidation in their home, Sof Huba Lidei Shalosh Averos, it's possible to end up in violation of three major sins, to be the catalyst for these violations, either personally or indirectly. Gilui Arayos, immoral relations, Rashi says, there could be a case where the woman is supposed to go to mikveh, but it's very cold, and she's afraid to tell the husband, I couldn't do it. And the result is he would be with her because she won't tell him the truth. And that's the case of Nida. It's a primary violation. Ushvichas damim, a person can die. That's this case where she felt so threatened that she ran out of the house and she was no longer safe and secure and she ended up assaulted and dead because of this undue fear. And v'chilul Shabbos, a Shabbos violation, Rashi explains. A woman might have forgotten to light the candle at the proper time, Erev Shabbos, or the cooking is not going just right, but she's so afraid to admit that she forgot the candle or that she is having trouble with the cooking that she's going to do it on Shabbos unbeknownst to him, and she's actually violating Shabbos because of the fear that he has placed in the home. And obviously, what's implied here is that a person should set the tone that people are assured that he will be forgiving if it doesn't come out just right, so that this terrible deterioration should not occur. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Hada Amri Rabbanon, this that the rabbi said, Shlosha Devarim Tzarech Adam Loma Besoch Beisei Rav Shabbos Simchashecha, the famous directives that a person makes in his home Erev Shabbos. Questions, Isartem, was Meiser taken? The tithe before Shabbos, was it taken so that we could eat the food? Eravtem, did you take care of the Erev Chatzeros so that we can carry in the courtyard? And then the directive, Hadliku es Haner, light the candle. Tzorich lemim rinhu benichusa. A person has to say these things, which are leadership things. They're questions expecting that the answer has to be yes. And then the directive to light the candle, he has to say it calmly. Kiheche delekablu mine, so that people will accept it and things should go smoothly and not that he's creating undue stress, demands, and fear. Amar Rav Ashi says, Ana lo shamili ad Rabba Bar Chana, I originally did not hear this statement of Rabba Bar Chana, this great teaching, v'keyamta misvora, but I understood intuitively that when they said make these directives or ask these questions, it was meant to be gently and not forcefully. Amar Rabbi Avo said, La'olam al yatel adam ema yisera b'soch beso. The same principle. Do not have undue fear in the house. Sharei adam gadol hitel ema yisera b'soch beso. Because we have a story of a great person who imposed great fear in his home. Ve'chiluhu davar gadol. And they almost fed him an extreme example of non-kosher food. Non-kosher to the point that it's even non-kosher to a non-Jew. It's talking about Eiver Menachai. Rashi explains that they shecht an animal and everything was going smoothly and somehow one of the limbs disappeared and wasn't present. And this particular rabbi, he was a great person, was very meticulous, and he was going to notice that a limb was missing. And he was going to demand an accounting from them. So they went ahead and cut that limb from a living animal in order to supplement and quickly fill it in and put it on the display. It seems, fortunately, that it never actually came to fruition, but they were prepared to feed him non-kosher food, non-kosher in an extreme. Even a Ben Noach is forbidden in Eiver Menachai because of the tremendous fear that he had in his home that he imposed. And as great as he was, this is an example of extremely risky behavior. It causes pain to people, and it could cause them to act in ways that are totally off the track. And therefore, one of the lessons of Pilegesh Begiva is, in fact, to be very careful in the way we respond to an offense or the way anybody thinks we would respond to an offense so that people should not overcompensate and actually be in violation in order to please the head of household. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.